A spokesman for the Taliban government in Afghanistan said today Osama bin Laden and senior Taliban officials are safe, and he dismissed reports that there's been a split within the regime. The Taliban also has disputed reports of advances by the opposition Northern Alliance and a report that the strategic city of Mazar-e-Sharif is about to fall. As the U.S. bombing campaign against Afghanistan nears the end of its second week, both Kabul and Kandahar again came under heavy bombardment. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
12 days into the U.S. offensive against Taliban and Al-Qaeda targets inside Afghanistan, there is little visible evidence to show the Taliban is unraveling, as many analysts had predicted. No hard evidence, despite claims by the opposition Northern Alliance, of mass defections by Taliban forces.
I would say that they are, at the moment, there is no indication that they are giving in. In fact, they are unifying and they are consolidating.
Retired General Talat Masood says the U.S.-led airstrikes may, in the short term, be helping the Taliban leadership more than hurting it.
Militarily, they have been able to soften certain targets at the expense of the heavy bombing and also losing the hearts and minds of certain people who would have otherwise sided with the United States, because there is a lot of resentment against the bombing.
And even if there are some moderate elements in the Taliban who don't like the course their leaders have chosen, these moderates at this point have nowhere to go. Ethnic Pashtuns, who make up the bulk of the Taliban, will not go over to the Tajik and Uzbek-dominated Northern Alliance, and an acceptable political alternative isn't yet in place. Professor Ashraf Ghani of Johns Hopkins University.
There is not, as yet, a political roadmap that would allow the people to have a sense as to what is going to be delivered to them, and if they're going to be defecting from the Taliban, who are they defecting to?
Nonetheless, several reports indicate the Taliban foreign minister, Wakil Ahmed Mutawakil, the public face of the regime, traveled to Pakistan this week to explore the possibility of participating in a post-Taliban government. Other reports, however, say he was here on behalf of Mullah Omar to negotiate a pause in the bombing in exchange for handing over Osama bin Laden with conditions. Mutawakil has not been heard from. Most analysts here dismiss the likelihood of a deal on bin Laden. And even if Mutawakil wanted to defect, they say, it wouldn't affect the Taliban in any significant way, since he is not part of the inner circle. Retired General Talat Masood.
His level of stature is not so high, and he's not held in that esteem as far as a normal Taliban is concerned. So in fact, it is very difficult to say that even if Mutawakil comes over on this side, that he'd be able to bring with him a large number of people, or at least the ones who really mattered in the Taliban hierarchy.
Most analysts here say two conditions must be met for the Taliban to fall: a political alternative on the ground, and the removal of the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar. Rasul Baksh Rais of Qadi Azam University.
I would say that Mullah Omar is the critical element in the Taliban movement, keeping this movement together. I don't think that any other leader within the Taliban movement will be able to succeed in keeping together this movement. Once he is removed, one way or the other, then you would see the Taliban movement falling apart.
And, says Baksh Rais, Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda fighters would then be very exposed in a country where many people have long resented their presence.
There has been a simmering resentment among certain Afghan quarters for a very long time, that what are these Arabs doing here, and couldn't the Afghans defend themselves? They have some degree of respect among the extremist religious elements for their role in the jihad against the former Soviet Union, but that ended about 11 and 12 years back. Now, I think there is some self-questioning among the Afghans that hosting these people that has caused so much destruction in Afghanistan.
But unless Mullah Omar is removed, Osama and his followers will stay, and the U.S. will soon face two additional complications as well. The Muslim fasting month of Ramadan begins next month, and so does the harsh Afghan winter. Neither lends itself to sustained military operations, one for political reasons, the other for operational ones. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.